在我们天上的父，让我们教会有新的一代来到成长，有一班的小朋友在我们会众面前，在神面前来做将诗歌赞美献过给我们在天上的父。主耶稣曾经在圣经里面这样讲，他说让小孩子到我这里来。主耶稣很喜欢小朋友，从小就去到主的跟前，来到去认识神，明白圣经的道理。我们很感恩有一班的父亲，有一班的父母，他愿意从小让他的小朋友来到神面前学习敬拜，学习来到去歌颂我们的神。我们为这件事来感恩。今天是父亲节的主日，在这里我都跟大家讲声父亲节快乐。我想请在座的所有父亲请你起立，所有在座的父亲请起立。我们为到这班父亲来到去感恩，在这里的时候我想跟大家同所有会众，我们一起为到这班父亲有一个的祈祷。我先低头来到去献上我们的祷告。我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是我们的父，是你亲自用你的爱来到去牵引，让我们来到去认识你。你藉着你自己的爱子耶稣基督来到世间，让我们看到神是怎样爱我们，让我们怎样学习来到去感受到我在天上的父的爱。主啊，我们实在是多谢你，因为你成就了个救恩，让我们可以和我们的阿爸父的关系得到复和，让我们可以得称为神的儿女。所以天父，我们来到你的宝座面前，但愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。所以父亲啊，我们多谢你，你藉着你爱主的血来到去洗净我们的罪的时候，使我们成为新造的人，我们有神的形象，有真理、仁义、圣洁在我们当中。所以主啊，我们在地上的父亲的时候，我们知道我们要延伸天父的爱，他要成为我们的儿女的榜样。主要叫我们首先来到你面前遵守你自己的诫命，以致我们能够懂得去怎样来到去教导我们的儿女，从小来到去认识神，从小来到去明白圣经。主要你提醒我们，新生的父是随己意来到去管教我们的儿女，唯有你万灵之父管教我们的时候，要叫我们在你的圣洁里面来到去有份。所以主啊，求你帮助我们，我们遵守你的诫命的时候，我们不要惹我们的儿女的气，我们要照着主的教训和警戒来到去养育他们。主啊，我们多谢你给我们做父亲，每一位做父亲有这个职分，叫我们不要忘记这个身份，叫我们成为主的见证人，在地上荣耀你的名。我们在你面前祷告，奉耶稣基督名字祈求，阿门。我们现在请我们的小朋友来到去将这个礼物去送给我们的父亲，是你们的儿女用很多的心机来到去制作的礼物。拿到礼物之后你可以坐下。Thank you. 弟兄姊妹，今日咧我哋有本堂嘅英语事青少年事工嘅牧者张志成传道喺我当中嚟到去讲父亲节嘅信息。Jason 张志成传道系一个新任嘅父亲，刚刚成为父亲15个礼拜到啦。我为着佢嚟去感恩，今日让佢有时间喺当中。作為第一身的父親，同我哋分享神的話語，我哋將時間交俾張志成傳道，請歐志華弟兄為我哋做傳譯。
大家好，I wondered why I'm here.
我諗下今朝早點解我會喺呢度。
15 months is not long at all.
15个月唔算长。
You, 星期啊。I said months. I meant weeks. So not your fault.
15个。
Daddy brain. It's not my fault.
15个星期唔算长。
So many of you have been fathers for 15 years and more.
在座当中有好多已经系成为父亲15年或者更长嘅时间。
But I'm thankful.
但係我好感恩。
That God has called me to bring His message to you, not mine.
上帝係呼召我將信息傳俾大家，唔係我自己嘅説話。
The story, which is a story that I know many of us know, is the story of the prodigal son.
今日我要講嘅故仔，我相信在座當中好多人都知道，就係浪子嘅比喻。
I'd like to ask Eric to read it aloud in Chinese first.
由 Eric 用中文讀出。
This is Luke 15:11-24.
係路加福音15章11节到24节。浪子嘅比喻。耶穌又說：一個人有兩個兒子，小兒子對父親說：父親，請你把我應得的家業分給我。他父親就把產業分給他們。過了不多幾日，小兒子就把他一切所有的都收拾起來，往遠方去了，在那裡任意放蕩，浪費資財。既耗盡了一切所有的，又遇著那地方大遭饑荒，就窮苦起來。於是去投靠那地方的一個人，那人打發他到田裡去放豬。他恨不得拿豬所吃的豆荚充飢，也沒有人給他。他醒悟過來，就說：我父親有多少的故工，口糧有餘，我倒在這裡餓死嗎？我要起來到我父親那裡去，向他說：父親，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，從今以後我不配稱為你的兒子，把我當作一個故工吧。於是起來往他父親那裡去，相離還遠，他父親看見就動了慈心，跑去抱著他的頸項，連連與他親嘴。兒子說：父親，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，從今以後我不配稱為你的兒子。父親卻吩咐仆人說：把那上好的袍子快拿出來給他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。因为我这个儿子是死而复活、失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
Forgiveness is not easy.
要饶恕别人是不容易的一件事。
You don't need me to tell you this.
你不需要我講俾你聽，你都知道。
It is probably one of the most difficult things any of us can do.
呢個可能係我哋在當中要做嘅事，係一件好難嘅事之一。
C.S. Lewis, a prolific author, apologist, and Christian thinker, very plainly admitted this in a letter to his friend.
C.S. Lewis, 佢係一個有大量著作嘅基督徒嘅作家，佢亦都係呢個護教者，亦都係一個思想家。他曾經在一封信那裡這樣寫給他的朋友。
He said, last week in prayer, I discovered or at least think I did, that suddenly I was able to forgive someone that I had been trying to forgive for over 30 years.
他說上個禮拜我祈禱的時候，我發現了，或者我至少認為我發現了，我突然之間可以饒恕我一個我30年來嘗試去饒恕他的人。
In the last month, I showed two films to the youth in our church that centered around this theme of forgiveness.
過往一個月，我和教會的青少年人，我放了兩套電影給他們看，主題都是圍繞在寬恕上面。One
documentary is called As We Forgive.
一個是紀錄片，片名叫做 As We Forgive, 當我們饒恕的時候。
It's about the ongoing work of reconciliation in the country of Rwanda, 15 years after the horrible genocide of 1 million people.
這是關於非洲盧旺達100萬人滅族的事件，在15年內持續進行復和的過程的故事。
The documentary filmed just a year ago traces the journey of two people who must come face to face with their family's murderers.
這個電影是一年之前製作的， 他是追蹤兩族的人，那些被殺的人和殺人的人，要面對面來處理這個寬恕的事。And
they're trying to forgive them.
他們被殺的人的家族嘗試去饒恕殺他家人的人。Why
do they have to do this?
為什麼他們要這樣做呢？
One of the reasons is because there were so many murderers during the genocide. There's so many of them, the government couldn't keep them all in prison.
其中一個原因就是，因為在這個滅族的事件當中，殺人的人實在太多了，而政府根本無法只將那些謀殺犯全部來收監。And
so instead, they were released, able to go free and back to the towns where they committed these atrocities.
所以在沒辦法底下，政府將他們放出來，讓他們回到自己的家鄉那裡。
And so if you were one of these surviving neighbors and you came face to face with your family's murderer, could you forgive him?
如果你是在这些乡村居住的，你面对这些曾经杀过你家族的人，你怎样面对他们呢？
Perhaps this doesn't relate to you directly.
或者你说，这些事跟我没有直接的关系。
You might be thinking, as terrible as is this scenario, no one has killed my family.
這些恐怖的事不發生在我身上，沒有人殺我的家人。But
regardless of the type of offense, why is it that forgiving another person?
我們暫且不要說犯罪的形式是怎樣，我們就問一問，為什麼我們這麼難去饒恕他人呢？
Why is it so difficult? It's true, you may never have to forgive a murderer, but why is it so hard?
沒錯，你可能不需要去饒恕一個曾經殺你家人的人，但係我哋都要問，就係點解我哋咁困難要饒恕其他嘅人？
Forgiving is hard, I believe, because it requires something of us.
我認為咧，饒恕別人係好困難，因為當我哋饒恕別人嘅時候咧，我哋要付代價。We
know that in order to forgive, we will lose a part of ourselves.
因為如果我哋要饒恕人哋嘅時候咧， 我們會有所損失。And
we're just not willing to give that up.
但是我們是不願意放棄我們所擁有的東西。It
demands too much.
這件事對我們的要求實在太大。And
so, looking at this parable of the prodigal son,
好, 今天我們看這個浪子的比喻的時候,
I'd like for us to focus on two points which will help us know and better understand the extravagant forgiveness of the Father.
今天看這個比喻的時候，我想大家集中注意兩點，去明白，去知道作為父親那種的寬宏大量。
And the two points are, first of all, that forgiveness is assertive.
兩點當中的第一點就是，饒恕是具有一種的主動性的。
And the second is forgiveness is sacrificial.
第二點就是，饒恕是具有這個犧牲性的。
Assertive and sacrificial.
要有主動性。
These are points that I learned from a pastor named Tim Keller.
這幾點呢，我從一個牧師，他叫做Tim Keller的牧師那裡學回來的。So
I owe him much.
我欠他良多。
The first, forgiveness is assertive.
第一點, 饒恕是要主动性的。
The best part of the story is when the father runs toward his son.
在这个故事当中最好的一部分就是个父亲向儿子跑过去。
The father sees him from afar, and when he recognizes him, he goes right after him and embraces him with affection.
当儿个父亲见到老远见到儿子的时候，认得他的时候咧，佢就即刻走过去揽住佢，向佢表现达佢对佢嘅爱心。
The son can't even get a word in. The father runs to him.
那個兒子都未有機會講說話的時候，個父親已經係跑過去了。
Now this is absurd.
呢個係好荒謬嘅。
This son who had run away from the family, taking with him a third of his father's estate, and then squandering it all, now this son is lavished with the affection of the father.
因為咧，嗰個兒子佢自己攞咗佢嗰個父親嘅產業嘅三分之一，自己離家出走。同埋咧，佢將佢嗰個資產嚟到浪費全部用曬。而家佢翻到嚟屋企，仍然得到佢父親嘅寵愛。
Instead, imagine what this father could be thinking instead.
我哋不如諗一諗嗰個父親可能會點樣諗咧？當佢見到個仔翻嚟嘅時候
，He could be thinking, "Oh, he's back for more money."
哦，佢可能啊，佢翻嚟係咪想攞多啲錢
？Or he might be thinking, "Finally, he's ready to apologize."He knows he's wrong. He's here to say sorry now.
可能佢發現佢自己做錯咗啦，佢而家要翻嚟同我講聲對唔住。
But this father doesn't do this.
但佢爸爸唔係咁樣諗。
He doesn't sit in his chair waiting and say, if he wants to come and beg me for forgiveness, fine. Perhaps then I will forgive him.
佢冇話坐喺張凳嗰度等我仔翻嚟。向他求饒恕，如果他真的这样做的，或者都好，那我饒恕你吧。
No, he sees his son, he runs toward him, embraces him, and kisses him.
父亲不是这样做，当他看到他的儿子的时候，他走过去，拥抱着他，亲吻他。
He forgives him, and this is the point. The father forgives the son, and this forgiveness is not conditional to the son's repentance.
他看到他的儿子的时候，他走過去，他饒恕他，這個才是重點。他饒恕他的兒子是無條件的，他不是說等到兒子悔改的時候他才饒恕他。
Notice this in verse 17.
請留意第十七節。
The son comes to his senses.
當兒子醒悟過來的時候，
He realizes after squandering all his inheritance and having nothing left but the food that pigs eat, he realizes he's better off to be at least an employee of his father.
他醒悟過來，當他那個資財耗盡的時候，他在那個豬欄那裡想吃那些豬哨的時候，他醒悟到，啊，原來我父親有很多的僱工，我可以回去。
Just a servant.
回去做一個僱工。
He doesn't want to come back as a son.
他沒有想著自己回去做回個兒子。
He doesn't think he's worthy enough anymore.
他不覺得他是值得。
So smelling like a pig and probably feeling as low as one, he determines to return home to ask his father for forgiveness.
他自己滿身臭到好似只豬咁，可能他自己的感覺亦都係好低落。佢就係翻去佢父親嗰度。
Look at verse 18.
我哋睇第十八節。
Remember, at this point, the son is only imagining what he would say to his father when he sees him.
第十八節記載呢個仔只係諗住佢當佢見到父親嘅時候，佢想講乜嘢嘅説話。
He thinks he will say, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son."Make me like one of your hired servants.
個仔當時咁樣諗就係佢見到父親嘅時候，佢會同佢講，佢話：父親，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。從今以後，我唔配稱為你嘅兒子。
We the readers, we see that the son has finally come to his senses.
我哋作為一個讀者嘅時候咧，我知道個仔係醒唔過嚟啦。
If we read on, what we see is that even before the son gets a chance to say any of this.His father, upon seeing him, already is running after him.
但我哋亦都睇得到啊，当嗰个仔醒悟过嚟嘅时候，当个爸爸见到个仔嘅时候咧，佢已经个仔未开口咧，个爸爸已经走过去啦。
You see, the father, not even knowing the heart of his son, already has forgiven him.
个爸爸都唔知个仔个心谂乜嘢，已经饶恕咗佢啦。
This is a forgiveness that is assertive.
呢种咁嘅饶恕。 係主動嘅饒恕。
We don't work like this.
我哋平時我哋做唔到咁樣。
When a friend, a relative, or a business partner has wronged us, or hurt us, or taken something from us, we don't go out and easily forgive him or her.
當我哋一個朋友、一個屋企人或者一個工作嘅夥伴對我哋唔住嘅時候啊，或者誒攞咗我哋啲嘢嘅時候咧，我哋唔會話主動咁樣饒恕佢，放過佢哋。
We wait for them to realize how much they've hurt us.
我哋喺度等，等佢知道啊，佢有幾咁對我唔住。
We wait until they realize their own foolishness.
我哋喺度等，等到佢自己犯，覺得自己犯嗰個錯誤係幾咁嘅愚蠢。
We wait.
我哋喺度等。
And wait.
再等。
And wait.
再等。
What we're really doing, in fact, is quietly letting them have it.
我哋喺度慢慢咁喺度等，喺度折磨佢。
You see, in making them wait, what we're doing is pouring salt on the wound of the relationship.
其實我哋喺度等嘅時候咧，我哋就喺度向嗰個傷喺度撒鹽。
What we don't realize is by doing this, we are losing out too.
我哋唔明白，我哋等嘅時候，我哋自己都係喺度打緊一個失敗嘅仗。
This is a forgiveness that is not assertive but passive.
呢種咁樣嘅饒恕唔係主動嘅，係一個非常消極嘅。
And in its passiveness, our fallen hearts will twist and turn and resist letting the other person go free.
呢一種咁樣嘅被動嘅饒恕，令到我哋嘅心靈受挫，令到我哋心裏邊忐忑不安。
Jesus says in Mark 11:25.
耶穌喺馬可福音十一章廿五節咁樣講。
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him.
你們站著禱告嘅時候。若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他。
You see, it's not wait until she realizes she is wrong before you forgive her.
我哋唔系话喺度等，等到对方觉得自己错嘅时候，我哋先至饶恕佢。
Or wait until he apologizes to you before you forgive him.
或者喺度等，等到佢向你走过嚟同你道歉，我哋先至饶恕佢。
No, go. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive him.
唔係咁樣嘅，我哋要馬上出去。如果有人得罪你嘅時候，我哋要馬上去饒恕佢。
Right then, right there，
就係喺當下馬上饒恕佢。
That's it, forgive，
就係咁樣啦，饒恕。
This is crazy，
呢啲係荒謬嘅，黐線。
This isn't how it works，
係應該係咁嘅。
When I am wronged， I don't have to do a thing。
當人哋對我唔住嘅時候。我唔需要做任何嘢嘅，係咪
？When I am hurt, I have the right to hurt back.
當我俾人傷害嘅時候，我有權去報復嘅，係咪
？When I did not start it, I sure don't have to be the one to end it.
既然唔係由我開始，點解要由我去結束呢
？But Jesus says, "You go and forgive."
但係耶穌教導我哋話，你要去饒恕。
In Matthew 5:23, Jesus also says this.
在馬太福音第五章廿三節，耶穌咁樣講。
If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come to offer your gift.
所以你在祭壇上獻禮物嘅時候，若想起弟兄向你懷怒，就把禮物留在壇前。先去同弟兄和好，然後來獻禮物。
Again, the directive is go and be reconciled.
再一次，耶穌嘅教訓叫我哋去，要同弟兄和好。
Make things right again.
將嗰個錯失嚟到矯正。
Don't just sit there and wait.
唔好淨係坐喺度等。
Don't just stay still and hold a grudge.
唔好淨係咩都唔好做，喺度嬲爆爆，憤憤不平。
Or ignore the person for years and years.
或者係當你個朋友透明啊，幾年來都唔睬佢。
Go and forgive now.
要而家就馬上去饒恕佢。
You see, as Jesus teaches, whether you are the one who is wronged, or you are the one who committed the wrong, it doesn't matter.
所以根據耶穌基督嘅教導，無論你係俾人哋得罪嗰個，或者你係得罪人哋嗰個，冇關係。
You forgive the person, or you.Seek forgiveness.
你要向別人討饒恕，或者你要去饒恕人。
Keller says the problem with the world is that everyone stays on their chair.
Keller 話：我哋世人嘅 問題咧，就係每一個人都坐喺度唔喐。
We're waiting for the other person to make the first move.
我哋等待對方去行出第一步。
That's what we are prone to do.
呢啲係我哋通常都係咁樣做嘅。
But this is what the father in our story illustrates.
啊，呢一個咧就係呢個浪子比喻嗰個父親所表明嘅教訓。
Jesus' forgiveness is assertive.
耶穌基督嘅饒恕係主動嘅。
He goes and forgives, and he asks us to do the same.
佢親自出去主動饒恕，佢都要求我哋咁樣做。
So that's the first.
呢個係第一點。
The second is forgiveness is sacrificial.
第二點咧，饒恕係具有犧牲性嘅。
After our youth watched the documentary, As We Forgive, I invited them to write their own reflections.
咁當我哋教會嘅青少年睇完呢個嘅紀錄片《As We Forgive》嘅時候咧，我就叫佢哋寫低佢哋嗰個嘅感想啦。
One teenager shared with me that it is incredibly difficult to forgive.
有一個青年人話俾我聽咧，佢話咧要饒恕他人係極度嘅困難嘅。
In reflection about her own life, this teen wrote, "I have a storage in my brain of all the bad memories that I have of those people who hurt me." And so basically, each time I see them, the storage opens and all the memories come spewing out.
咁喺佢嗰個筆記當中咧，佢咁樣講嘅。佢話好喺佢腦袋當中咧，好似有一個儲物櫃咁樣，將人哋傷害佢嘅事蹟全部儲起上嚟。當佢見到嗰個人嘅時候咧，那個儲物櫃就打開，將嗰啲不愉快嘅事件全部都走翻曬出嚟。
And she goes on. So that's probably not a good sign of forgiveness.
咁佢繼續寫就話。咁樣顯示出呢個都唔係一個好好嘅饒恕嘅徵狀。
And this teen is right.
咁佢講得係好啱。
What this teen realizes is that when we still hold a grudge, or when we still remember and replay all the wrongs done to us, forgiveness still hasn't happened fully.
咁呢個青少年佢已經明白得到，就係話，當我哋仍然憤憤不平，當我哋仍然要想住點樣去報復嘅時候咧。根本饒恕咧係冇開始到，冇發生過。
It's difficult，
係非常之困難嘅事。
In the documentary, there is one woman whose father was killed during the genocide。
喺呢個紀錄片嗰度曾經記錄一個婦人，佢嘅父親係俾人謀殺嘅。
The killer was one of those released from prison, free and now living in a nearby village of the woman。
咁殺佢爸爸嗰個人咧，而家咧就放咗出嚟。
The killer is now repentant, but is seeking this woman out in order to ask her for forgiveness.
呢個殺咗人嘅人咧已經開悔改，佢而家咧翻嚟咧向呢個婦人咧要求饒恕。
And how does she respond?
呢個婦人點樣反應咧
？It is difficult to watch.
我哋睇嗰陣時，佢哋都覺得好困難。
This woman is still carrying this pain.
因為呢個婦人仍然滿懷痛苦
，still clearly grieving the loss of her father and the many of her family members。
呢個婦人仍然為佢父親嘅死同埋佢家人嘅死咧，就係喺度好大嘅傷痛。
And we see that she simply could not, at that moment, grant this man forgiveness。
我哋睇得出喺當時嗰一刻，佢係冇法子饒恕呢個殺佢屋企人嘅。
You could see in her eyes how much this burden had been weighing on her.
我哋可以喺佢嘅目光当中睇到佢心里边嗰个重担系有几大。
There is anger.
有愤怒啦。
Resentment.
有不屑啦。
Bitterness.
有嗰种苦毒啦。
And all of this understandable.
呢啲咧都系好容易了解嘅。
A bishop in Rwanda who oversees this work of reconciliation, made this comment.
係盧旺達入有一個主教，佢留意呢個整個嘅事件復和嘅過程嘅事件，佢曾經發表過呢個意見。
If there is this ongoing bitterness and anger, it's like an acidic content in a metal container. It will eventually eat the container up.
佢話：如果呢種嘅苦毒啊、憤怒啊係不斷嘅持續嘅話咧，就係好似一個金屬嘅器皿裝住一啲嘅酸性嘅物體。終會有一日，呢個酸性嘅呢個金屬嘅器皿會俾呢啲酸性嘅物體嚟到侵蝕。
The father in our parable lost in two ways to his son。
喺呢個比喻入邊嘅父親， 佢損失咗兩方面嘅嘢。
He lost a third of his wealth, and he lost face. He lost his reputation.
佢損失咗佢家業嘅三分之一，佢亦都損失咗佢嘅面子同埋名聲。
Not only was his estate gone, part of his estate gone, his son's actions disgraced him.
唔單止佢個仔離開家庭，佢個仔令佢臉上蒙羞。
He was humiliated.
佢係覺得好恥辱。
His son, his own son, made the father and the whole family look bad.
佢個仔令到佢同埋整個家族都顏面無存。
In the culture of the story in which it takes place, and much like our Chinese culture, this kind of loss can be even more devastating than any financial loss.
呢個故事嘅文化背景同我哋中國人嘅文化背景非常之相似。呢個仔佢損失佢嘅金錢上嘅產業。唔比得上佢損害佢嗰個家族嗰個嘅面子，仍然要大。
And so when the son returns, now repentant in his heart, at least, how does the father respond?
咁如果個仔翻嚟啦，雖然佢心裏邊已經係悔過啦，咁個爸爸點諗呢
？Remember, he runs to his son.
記得嘛？佢係走向佢個仔嗰度。
He won't let his son try to repay the debt.
佢冇話要佢個仔還債。
He won't let him pay.
佢唔俾佢還。
And this refusal to let him pay is emphasized in two ways.
佢唔俾佢還，我哋喺兩點，我哋睇出呢個嘅重點。
First, the father runs toward him. This is already against the norm of the culture.
首先，父親見到兒子嘅時候咧，佢自己走去個仔嗰度，呢個咧係違背當時嘅文化規範。
The superior never approaches the inferior.
長輩從來唔走向晚輩嘅。
It's always the other way around.
通常都係相反嘅。
We understand this. It's the same in Chinese culture. I remember at my wedding, at the tea ceremony, my father and mother didn't pour me tea.
我哋中國人，我哋好容易了解呢種嘅文化。當我記得我結婚嘅時候咧，係我哋斟茶俾我哋嘅父母飲嘅，唔係父母斟茶俾我哋飲。
And I understood it. That's how it is.
我好理解。这个事情况文化就是这样的。
But this father, who had already been disgraced by his son,
但这个父亲，他的仔已经令他蒙羞了。
Goes even further and risks humiliation again.
他仍然走到他的仔那里，他不怕再承受，再受蒙羞的风险。
He runs even though adult men in this culture never run.
他跑过去。在當時的社會環境，成年人是不跑的。
So why did he run?
為什麼他要跑啊？
Very simply, to embrace him.
很簡單，他跑過去要攬住他。
And to kiss him.
還有親吻他。
The second way that the father's refusal to let the son pay him is emphasized is found in verse 21.
在第21節那裡，我們再看到個父親不需要個仔還他的債。
Halfway through the son's practiced speech, the father interrupts him.
在个仔讲说话讲到一半的时候，个父亲已经打断咗佢话柄。
And the father doesn't even respond to his son.
个父亲冇向个仔讲嘅说话作任何嘅回应。
He doesn't even say anything back to him. Instead, he turns to his servants and says, "Quick, bring the best robe."
佢冇同个仔讲说话，佢反而同佢嘅仆人讲说话，快啲。拿上好的袍子來
put it on him.
給他穿
bring a ring and put it on his finger.
拿戒指來戴在他指環上面
and give him sandals to wear.
給鞋他穿
All of this new clothing signifies the reinstatement of the son as the son.
所有這些給衫他穿這些好東西就是說表明就是說重新他認回這個做他的兒子
and a fattened calf is brought out too.
仲有就有一隻肥牛添。
The one calf that is saved for the most special of occasions.
通常嗰啲肥牛係留翻要有一啲嘅好特殊嘅情況嘅節日先至會劏嘅。
Again, rather than let his son repay him, the father throws the best party he can and celebrates.
唔單止個父親唔需要個仔還債，佢亦更加嚟到同佢開一個好好嘅一個嘅會嚟到歡迎佢翻嚟。
The father didn't even hear of the son's intention to become a hired servant.
個爸爸都冇聽到佢個仔本來話想翻嚟做佢嘅僱工。
He wouldn't even give him a chance to say it.
佢都冇機個仔冇機會講出呢句嘅説話。
To repay.
啊，嚟到還翻爸爸嘅債。
What the father does with all his losses caused by his son.
咁呢個仔構成爸爸嘅損失，個爸爸點做呢
？What he does is he absorbs it all.
佢全部自己承擔曬。
He absorbs the debt.
佢將個仔嘅欠佢嘅債，佢自己全部承擔曬。
Forgiveness is sacrificial because it is always about absorbing the debt.
所以饒恕係具犧牲性嘅，呢個就係佢要。承擔曬一切所有別人對你嘅欠債。
This doesn't come naturally to us.
呢個對我哋嚟講係唔係一件自然嘅事
？When we are wronged, there is a debt to be paid.
當人哋對我哋唔住嘅時候咧，人哋就欠我哋債啦。
What comes naturally is to demand the wrongdoer to pay up.
我哋就會期望對我哋唔住嘅人咧，佢要還呢個債。
But forgiveness is the opposite.
但係咧，饒恕就啱啱相反。
Forgiving turns it all upside down.
我哋饒恕咧，就將整件事調轉。
When someone wrongs us, two things can happen.
當人哋對我哋唔住嘅時候咧，有兩樣嘢會發生。
We can make them pay.
我哋要求佢還債。
Or we can pay the debt ourselves.
或者我哋自己代佢還債。
We can keep the other person in debt and wait for him or her to pay up.
我哋可能話等佢一路等佢爭我哋，直到佢還我哋債為止。
Or we can absorb it, eat it up, and take the loss.
或者我哋可以自己承擔咗佢算數啦。
This of course doesn't make sense.
呢啲當然係唔自然嘅事啦。
It's not worth it.
點解啫？唔值得啊。
But this is what true forgiveness looks like.
但係真正嘅饒恕應該係咁。
When your friend says a hurtful word about you or to you, forgiving her is to free her from the debt she owes you.
當你嘅朋友講一啲唔好聽嘅説話，傷害你嘅時候咧，如果我哋饒恕咗佢嘅時候咧，我哋就還佢自由。
And you absorb the hurt.
我哋承受咗呢份嘅傷痛。
When your child ignores you, disobeys you, or even uses you, forgiving him.Is to free him from the debt he owes you.
當你嘅兒女唔理你嘅時候，唔聽你話嘅時候，又或者係唔關懷你嘅時候，你饒恕佢，你亦都係還佢嘅自由，係你自己承受咗佢欠你嘅。
You absorb the pain.
你亦都係忍受咗呢份嘅苦楚。
And even if and when your own parent neglects you, or is unfairly disappointed in you.Forgiving them is to free them from the debt they owe you.
又或者你嘅父母曾經忽視過你，唔公平咁令到你失望，你饒恕佢，你承受咗呢份嘅苦楚。
And you absorb the suffering.
你承受呢份苦楚。
And if you ever wonder why you should do this,
咁你有冇諗過點解我要咁樣做？
If you ask yourself, why should they even think about forgiving this other person?
我點解要諗我要饒恕呢個人啫
？How do they even deserve it?
佢哋值唔值得咧
？Or if you ask, even if I want to, how would I even find the strength to forgive?
就算你喺度諗，係啊，我諗啊，但係我邊度有咁嘅能力去饒恕佢
？How?
我喺邊度揾喎呢種能力
？This is how.
我話俾你聽，可以。
We see the Father in the story as our Heavenly Father who runs after us.
在比喻當中，我們看到這個父親就是預表的天父，他是主動的走向這個兒子。
You see, we're the ones who have gone off, thumbed our noses at him, squandered away the good that we've been given, and traded it for selfish and wild living.
因為我們就是那個離開家庭的兒子。我哋向我哋嘅天父无礼，我哋都浪费晒佢俾我哋一切嘅好处，我哋自私，有放荡不羁嘅生活，伤害神。
You see, we are the ones who have hurt God. By our sin, we've ripped away at His dignity, and we've disgraced Him.
我哋犯罪，我哋伤害咗神嗰个嘅尊严。
And yet, He runs to us.
然而神仍然向我哋走过嚟。
From heaven, He runs to us.
佢从天上边向我哋走过嚟。
He gives up all of Himself. He sends His one and only beloved Son.And he enters right into the mess of our lives, bearing it all, becoming vulnerable and naked on the cross. He absorbs our debt in full.
佢将佢所有嘅嘢俾晒我哋，佢将佢唯一嘅独生爱子喺我哋喺一塌糊涂嘅生活当中嚟到承受一切。佢死喺十字架上边，赤身受辱，都系为咗承担我哋一切嘅罪债。佢为我哋而死。
He does it.
他做了。
He absorbs it all by dying for us.
他为我们而死，承受一切的债。
On the cross, with open arms, He forgives us.
在十字架上，他张开双手，他饶恕我们。
He embraces and kisses us.
他拥抱我们，他亲吻我们。
In Romans 5:8, it says,
在罗马书五章八节这样说。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候，为我们死。
And so, how do we begin? How do we gain the strength to forgive others?
咁我哋点样能够得着力量去饶恕别人呢？
By seeing that we ourselves have been forgiven eternally.
就系当我哋睇到。我们已经获得到永恒的饶恕的时候。
And if we see this, if we see and truly understand this in our hearts, no debt against us will be impossible to absorb.
当我们内心能够明白到接受这点的时候，没有一个别人欠我们的债，我们是不可以承受的。
The divine forgiveness that we don't deserve but receive anyway, this is a strength from which we use to forgive others.
从神而来的神圣的饶恕，我们根本不值得的，而我们已经是接收了。就是因为这样，我们是不可能不可以饶恕他人。
When we realize just how grand and lavish is the privilege of being reinstated in God's family, when we see that the gift is no small gift but the greatest gift any of us can receive, when we see this and then compare it to any debt that others owe us,We find the strength to forgive.
当我们明白得到我们的特权，我们从神那里所得到的很壮丽而是很奢华的恩典的时候，我们被收纳成为神的儿女的时候，我们看到这份的礼物不是一件很微小的礼物，而仍然呢，我们都接受了。当我们接受了这个时候，我们就可以承受任何别人对我们的债。
We understand that if my heavenly Father can forgive a sinner like me, how can I not forgive?
我们明白，如果天父能够饶恕好似我咁样嘅一个罪人，点解我唔可以饶恕别人呢？
A preacher a long time ago said this about God's forgiveness.
好耐以前有一个牧师曾经咁样形容神嗰个嘅饶恕。
God's pardon, God pardons like a mother.
神饶恕我们好像一个母亲一样。
He who kisses the offense into everlasting forgiveness.
他亲吻得罪他的人，带进永恒的饶恕。
And so forgiveness is assertive.
所以饶恕是具主动性的。
And forgiveness is sacrificial.
饶恕也都具牺牲性。
Can you imagine then how our relationships would look like if we forgave one another like this?
你可唔可以谂一谂？如果我哋人同人之间嘅关系能够咁样彼此饶恕，我哋嘅关系会成为点样嘅一个模样呢？
Consider this: in your friendships, in your family, in our church, and even our workplaces.
谂一谂呢种情况喺你嘅家庭里边、你嘅朋友之间，或者你嘅职场上边。
This isn't a half-hearted forgiveness that simply ignores the pain or hurt.
这个不是饶恕到一半，我不理，或者我根本不想我的痛楚。
this isn't a forgiveness that continues to hold even a tiny grudge.
呢種嘅饒恕就係連有少少嘅唔開心、憤憤不平都唔俾佢留低。
This is a complete absolution of the wrong.
呢個係完完全全嘅將嗰個錯誤嚟到矯正。
This forgiveness that absorbs the loss, wipes out the wrong entirely.
呢個饒恕係完全承受嗰個嘅損失，將嗰個嘅錯誤全部嘅消除。
And this forgiveness runs.
呢個饒恕係要我哋走出去做。
It doesn't sit on the chair.
我哋唔係坐喺樹張凳嗰樹。
It doesn't wait for the other person to make the first move.
我哋都唔係等對方嚟到行出第一步。
This forgiveness runs.
呢個饒恕係主動嘅出擊嘅。
15 weeks, I have been a father.
我做咗父親15個星期。
For most of those days, when I remember, I pray a prayer with Madeline.
我記得我同Madeline祈禱再祈禱。
And the prayer that we pray is the Lord's prayer.
我哋祈禱咧係用主禱文去祈禱。
She doesn't understand anything.
佢未明白。
But she'll go.
佢就咁樣。
There's a line in this prayer that you know, two lines that talk about forgiveness.
主禱文當中，其中有兩句你都知嘅，係講關及饒恕嘅。
And I'd like for us to end by saying this prayer together.
我想今日結束呢個嘅講道嘅時候，用主禱文嚟結束。
Can you lead it? Because I can.
咁或者我哋一齊，如果唔知嘅咧，可以翻去馬太福音。六章第九節嗰處有主祖文嘅記載啊，馬太六章得嘅揾到嘅時候，我哋同聲一齊念馬太六章第九節開始。第九節，所以你們禱告要這樣說。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因為國度、權柄、榮耀，全是你的，直到永遠。阿門。